State poet laureates have had a checkered history. Former Illinois laureate Gwendolyn Brooks, for instance, embodied her rough-and-tumble Chicago upbringing in her work. But others have caught flack. New Jersey even went so far as to eliminate the position altogether when poet Amiri Baraka wrote what some saw as an anti-Semitic work in the wake of the 9/11 attacks and then refused to step down from his post. Speaking in defense of a bill creating a Florida laureate, Tallahassee poet Eileen Spurl Hawkins Wednesday said poetry has been an inspiration for her.
My poetry collection covers many topics. My cats, the crafty squirrels in my backyard, my dog, my daughter, the birds at my feeder.
She and Bill author Dorothy Huckel say Florida needs a poet laureate, so the state has an official poetry ambassador of sorts. And Huckel's bill makes that one of the position's primary responsibilities, taking poetry to the people. She says the state needs someone to minister the arts to young folks especially.
There's some kid out there with a poet that's just going to change, a poem that's going to change the world in their heart, and we need to show them how important this particular area of the arts is.
The Senate Committee on Government Oversight and Accountability passed the bill unanimously Wednesday. That committee passed a similar bill during the 2013 session, but it died when the Senate Education Committee didn't give it a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.